This is your day to shine. And I'm actually here with my associate.
Oprah.
Or as I like to call her, Laura Turner. And we're actually in Ireland. So if you ever go to Ireland, I would recommend going here with Laura. We're going to talk today. We're actually jumping out of sequence a bit with Philippians. And this was kind of Laura's idea to talk about one of the most famous statements. The old translation of it is Philippians chapter 4, verse 13. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And it turns out that that's not exactly what Paul is saying. It's not exactly true. But there is a wonderful promise in there that's actually much more helpful to ordinary people like us. Just to get started, in Ireland, this has been an amazing trip. It's just the two of us.
Whoa! Ooh.
And
the leprechauns pushed it over.
Yeah. All right. I don't know. Laura said to set it up right here, but this may not be a great place. But we'll keep it going.
We'll do what we can.
Yeah, and then if we have to, we can relocate it. When we got to Ireland, we went to St. Patrick's Cathedral and stood on the spot where, according to tradition, Patrick, who had been converted to Christianity, came and essentially started the Christian movement in Ireland. And we're on the well where he baptized folks. And in St. Patrick's Cathedral, saw where Jonathan Swift fought for the poor in particular. In Ireland, he was the dean of St. Patrick's Cathedral for about 30 years. He actually had wheels. This is a good idea, I thought. Put on his pulpit.
It was a good idea.
So that if people fell asleep while he was preaching, he could actually go after them. And so all kinds of wonderful experiences here. But right now, I want to quote from Jerry Hawthorne's commentary on Philippians chapter 4, verse 13. Paul has been talking ahead of time about how he has gotten used to face every situation. He's thanking the Philippians for their help, but he says, I've learned what it is to be in want and what it is to have plenty. I've learned the secret of being content in any situation. And then he makes this statement. And the way the Jerry translates it is, I have the power to face all such situations in union with the one who continuously infuses me with strength. So, Laura, your thoughts?
Associate. I was remembering when I was, I think, a teenager, and I had gone with my youth group to an amusement park, and there was like a really big, scary roller coaster. And one of the friends who I was there with started reciting this verse kind of over and over again as a way to psych herself up to get on this big roller coaster. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And I think on the one hand, it represents this like very sweet kind of knowledge that God is with us even when things are scary. And at the same time, this kind of popular way of thinking about God as like the one who will kind of get me through whatever it is that I'm doing. And there is, I think, a lot of truth in that, but there can be a passivity to it and a kind of like ease of it that I don't think is what maybe Paul is talking about. So when in that verse, Jerry translates it as like in union with God, I think about what is my part in the union? Like, what am I doing? Not that means it's dependent on my effort, but how am I in union with God so that my inner person is being strengthened? And with Paul talking before that a little bit about learning to be content in all circumstances, and then I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me, or however it would be translated, it can be seen, I think, as this kind of like positive psychology way into, you know, just a little bit of grit and God and I can get through anything. Which I think is both such a short-sighted way of thinking about who God is and a real, like, there's a real loss of thinking about, a loss of imagination, how we can get through things in that case.
I was telling Laura, I had a classmate, Jack Levison, who's a great thinker-writer about the Holy Spirit. Hopefully more to come on that at some point. But he writes about how Jerry Hawthorne, our teacher, used to get a bit peevish about just kind of unthinking Christianity. Mm-hmm. And so when it came to this verse, he would say, is it really true that you can do algebra without trying or play Chopin without practicing scales? No, of course it's not true. Mm-hmm. And that it's not a blanket promise that is kind of magic, but it is an assurance that whatever situation you have to face, mm-hmm. and we all face situations, and if we don't die, we get through them. And so it's part of what it means to be alive, to face difficult situations and somehow to get through them. But what Paul is saying is whatever situation he has to face, whatever challenge it is that life throws at him, it is possible now to go through it, not just by himself, not just by myself or on my own resources, but together with God. And even if it is too much for me, even if I don't know how to solve it, or I find myself driven to the brink of despair or anxiety or depression, it is still possible at some deep place in my heart to say, God, I want to go through this with you. So I would invite you right now to think about what's a challenging situation that you face in your life. And it might be in a relationship. It might be with your family. It might be at work. It might be in your emotional life. And what would it look like for you to say, there is one who strengthens me? Like, thoughts come to me sometimes of encouragement, or I get to go on a trip with somebody who makes me laugh. I don't know why.
No one does.
And I find myself given a little bit of life. Mm-hmm. So I'll read a few more words from what Jerry says. Paul has been describing these circumstances, all the prosperous and adverse circumstances which one must encounter in the course of everyday living. All these things, Paul says, he has the power to cope with, or is competent to handle and able to handle. But then Paul adds a most important qualifying phrase, in union with the one who infuses me with strength. And this establishes the grand paradox. The secret of Paul's independence was his dependence upon another. His self-sufficiency, and of course for the Stoics, the idea of self-sufficiency was their foundation for a good life. One who is calmly able, based on his own power of logic and reason, to deal with any situation. But Paul says, his self-sufficiency in reality came from being in vital union with the one who is all-sufficient. Who is this other, this all-sufficient one? Paul does not say. He simply identifies him by means of a present active participle used as a noun, the one who continually infuses power. That verb is used elsewhere to denote the powerful activity of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Makes me think a little bit of, on our way to the airport, we listened to a podcast that Krista Tippett did with John O'Donohue, who's an Irish poet and theologian. And he talked about how there is kind of a time when you might be going through something difficult, whatever it is for anyone, and you find yourself strengthened through it, or you recognize later on the growth that happened in it, maybe without you even trying to make it happen. And I think that is so much the work of the Holy Spirit in us. And it can happen in these secret underground places that we don't even have access to all the time. And we're not sure how it works. And we can't make it happen faster or on our own, but it happens. And so I think that sense of like being in union with the Spirit, the power of the Spirit, is such a different kind of power than what I might think of when I think about what power is. Mm. And that's a very, both comforting and disquieting thought. Like, what's going on in there that I don't even know about?
Hello.
And I hope I get to see the fruits of that sometime.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So today, instead of trying harder, instead of gritting your teeth, instead of magical thinking that means that I can just be passive with whatever I'm facing through life and it's going to be easy, just pause for a moment right now and invite the one who gives us strength into that situation, into that circumstance, and allow those words of Paul to play over and over in your mind as you face the roller coaster. I can face any situation through him who infuses me with his strength. Mm-hmm. And that's the word from Ireland.
Oh, gosh, and Pagora.
Yeah, sure it is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
To be.
May the road rise to meet you.
Slancha. That's all I know.
Hey, thanks for joining us here at Become New. Just in case you haven't heard it yet today, God loves you. And a friend of mine says it this way, he cannot love you any more than he already does, and he will not love you any less. Maybe you just needed to be reminded of that today. I love it when Laura joins these videos. I just think they're so great together, but there's just so much richness and depth of thought represented. One takeaway for me, the main takeaway, was what they talked about at the end, just to ask God for help, to not strive harder or grit your teeth or give into magical thinking, but to pause whatever you're facing, whatever is going on, big or small, and just for me at least, out loud, ask God for help. And I encourage you to do that today. I'd love to know what your takeaway is. You can put it in the comments. Also, if you've got a prayer request, all of our contact info is in the show notes here. Reach out to us because we would love to pray for you. Transformation takes time, but it's worth it. We're dedicated to growing spiritually one day at a time. We'll see you next time.